Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, my god brother, my best friend, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And it was a two-on-two tournament. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pie at Jack in the Box. I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, so he would get all the rebounds. And he would pass the ball to me, and I'd shoot it. And I'd make most of my shots, because I was a pretty good shooter. And I would score all the points for it. And he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me. And I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot. And I would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. And Jack in the Box. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up playing in the championship round of the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament. And we got $100. Yes. I was very excited about winning the tournament. We got a small trophy that said we were the number one two-on-two players in the city, and we got $100 to spend. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. So the next summer, we went back and we played in the tournament, and I was kind of weak because I hadn't played basketball all year. But my buddy, Warren, he was playing every day, and he got to be really good. So we switched places. I would grab the rebound, and I'd pass the ball to him, and he would dribble around and do the jump shot. And he would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. But when I was young, they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box. And you could see the clown for miles at Jack in the Box. And we scored a lot, but we didn't beat the championship team that won the tournament. We finished third place to the first two teams that finished first and second. We only finished third place. But we had a good time, and we still won some prizes. South Central is the place that breeds champions. And we celebrated with Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. So it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting the Talk Radio Show. And if you have comments or questions that you want to ask during the show, just call us at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And you can ask us anything, or you can make any kind of comments you want to make about the NCAA tournament or about any stories that I've told during the tournament. Okay, so now let's get started. You know, in 2007, I was catching the bus down Lake Mead in Las Vegas, and I was going to the Fiesta Casino because I was going to the sports book to watch the NCAA tournament as they were playing during the week. And I was going into the sports book, and I was betting that UNLV would make it to the Final Four, Duke would make it to the Final Four, that North Carolina would make it to the Final Four, and that Georgetown made it to the Final Four. So during the week, I was going in and I was making bets on the individual teams that were playing Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, they had a big drawing for a large sum of money. On Friday, they picked somebody to win $3,000. And then on Saturday, they picked somebody to win $4,000. So in order to enter the competition for the drawing, you had to swipe your player's card for the casino on the kiosk to get entered into the drawing. And so I was going to the casino every day that week, and I would get there and I would go to the kiosk and I would swipe my player's card, and then I would go to the sports book and I would get a seat in the sports book. I'd get a couple of drinks and I'd sit down and watch the basketball games. And of course, I was betting on the teams as they were playing. So if I won, that was good. And if I lost, oh, well, I was in there watching the game. I was enjoying the competition. And so every day that week, I caught the bus down Lake Mead all the way to Rancho, which is the corner of Rancho and Lake Mead, is where the casino is, the Fiesta Casino. So I would get off the bus on that corner, and I'd walk into the casino. I'd go to the kiosk, I'd swipe my card, and then I'd go to the sports book, and I'd look to see who was playing, and I'd go to the window, and I would put my bet in. I was only betting $5 per game, so every day I would bet like $10. I would bet on two games, but I was betting on the team to make the Final Four, and I was betting on Georgetown. I was betting on Duke. I was betting on North Carolina, and I was betting on UNLV to make it to the Final Four. So during the week, I was betting on them to win their games, and they were all winning. And I was like, oh, good, they're going to the Final Four. And I was going to get some extra money because I bet on all four teams to make it to the Final Four. So I was really excited about it. And I was swiping my card in the kiosk, and I was getting automatic entries into the cash giveaway that they were doing on Friday and on Saturday. So I went in every day that week, and I swiped my card, and then I went to the sports book, and I bet on the games, and I watched the game. And I had a few drinks, and I enjoyed myself. Well, I got there on Friday night, and I got there about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I went and swiped my card so I could get automatic entries into the cash drawing, and then I went to the sports book to watch the games. And I was betting on a few of the games, and UNLV won, so that meant they went to the Final Four, and Georgetown won, so they went to the Final Four. Now I was just hoping that North Carolina and Duke were going to win so I could win a prize for having the four teams that I bet to make the Final Four. So I was really excited as I was watching the games. So about 7 o'clock that night, they had the drawing, the cash money drawing. So I left the sports book and went down to the part of the casino where they were drawing for the money. And I was sitting up with a few friends of mine, and I was hoping, I was praying, oh, please let me win some money. I need to win some money because I'm betting money in the casino, but I need to win some real money, some big money. Like $3,000 would be big, big money. So I was waiting on the drawing, and at 7 o'clock, they drew the names for the drawing, and they called my number. And I jumped up, and I said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's my lucky day. And I bent down on my knee, and I made the sign of the cross, and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I appreciate the win. Oh, man. And I went and got my check, and I took it to the cashier's window, and I signed it over, and they counted out $100 bills to me. So I got $3,000 bills. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then I went to the sports book, and I put $100 down on the four teams to make the Final Four. Now, two of my teams had already made it to the Final Four, so I was just waiting on Duke and UNLV to make it. Well, UNLV made it, but Duke didn't make it. They didn't qualify for the Final Four, so I didn't win the money. on the big bet that I made, but it was all right. I still had $3,000, so I was happy. I had a good time. So now I'm just waiting on the winners of the basketball tournament, and I had to wait till Monday for the final four teams to play, and then they played, and then Tuesday it was the championship game between the last two teams, and it was UNLV and North Carolina, I think. And it was a battle. It was a battle for the title. The number one team in the country was the winner of the basketball game, and I think UNLV won. And I was like, yeah, UNLV won the NCAA tournament. I was happy. I said, yeah, I bet on them to win. So I won, and I was happy. I got like $300 for betting on them to win. So I was really happy. So I had made like $3,300 that week, and it was a good week for me. Yes, I was very excited, and ever since then, I've been constantly watching the NCAA tournament, and I've been betting on teams to see if I can pick the Final Four. So this year, now I'm trying to pick the teams that are going to the Final Four. I'm betting on Gonzaga to go. I'm betting on Duke to go. I'm betting on Villanova to go. And my fourth team, I think I'm going to bet on St. Peter's, because they're the underdog, but they beat North Carolina and they beat Baylor. They beat a couple of teams. They beat Virginia Tech. They beat a lot of teams on their route from being team number 16 in the East. So they're on the bottom, but they keep winning. And so now I think they've made it to the Sweet 16. So we'll see tonight if they're playing today and if they're going to win and march on to the Elite. And if they win again, then they're going to be in the Final Four. And that's what I'm looking for. St. Peter's to make it to the Final Four. Now, this is the first time that St. Peter's ever made the tournament, so it's going to be a real big deal if they go to the Final Four and if they actually make it to the championship game. If they become one of the final two and they're playing in the championship game, oh, it'll be horrendous. Because New Jersey is where St. Peter's is at, and they will be partying in the streets in New Jersey for the team that wasn't expected to do anything in the tournament. This was the first year that the New Jersey team, St. Peter's, made the tournament. So they're playing well. They're winning by 20 and 30 points in every game. They're playing really well. So I keep hoping that they make it to the Final Four. They're playing in the Sweet 16 starting tonight. So we'll see what happens for the Sweet 16. Okay, well, that'll get us started for the Sweet 16. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back in a minute to talk about the teams that made the Sweet 16, and we can talk about where they're going to go if they win the going in the tournament. So, DJ, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Talk radio. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue flag, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me savoir faire. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody, heard me? We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. And we looked up and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, if you have comments or questions that you want to ask during the radio show, just call us at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And you can ask us anything. And I'm open for all kind of comments or suggestions. If you want to shout out one of your schools or your team, well, give us a shout out, because we want the world to hear who you're rooting for to win this Sweet 16 tournament, to go to the Elite Eight and to go to the Final Four and then go down to the final game of the special two. I guess that's what they call it, the special two, which play in the championship game. So, all right. Well, if you got comments, a question, I'm listening for you to call in to the radio station and tell us what you think about your team or the team that you're favorite to win in the games that are coming up. Call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio, and I'm listening for your comments. Okay, DJ, let's talk about the games that are being played in the Sweet 16. So, what teams are playing in the first game?
All right. Well, there are two games today and two games tomorrow. The first game today is in the, what region is that from? In the Western region. It's number 4 ranked Arkansas is going up against number 1 ranked Gonzaga.
All right. Well, Arkansas has been really playing good this season, and they're expected to do really well in the game for the Sweet 16. But I don't know. Gonzaga's been playing pretty good, and everybody has expectations of Gonzaga winning the tournament. They were number 1 last year, but they got beat by Baylor in the championship game. So people are thinking that Gonzaga has the best basketball team in the nation, and they're really expecting Gonzaga to do well, especially tonight against Arkansas. So that's going to be a good game. We're expecting that the team are really going to play well. And I don't know if it'll be 100 points, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game because they play good defense and they move the ball really well for the two teams. And they got 3-point shooters that are really accurate, and they're scoring a lot of points. So I'm going to say that it's going to be a total of about 80 to 76 is going to be the final of the score. And I'm taking Arkansas to lose by 4. So that's my prediction for this first game. Arkansas to lose by 4. Okay, what's the second game that's being played today?
The second game is number 11th ranked Michigan going up against number 2 ranked Villanova. And they're in the South.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be two teams from the South, and they're both from the SWAG conference, the SCC. So we're going to see who's going to be the best team from that division. Okay, and let me think. Michigan and Villanova, that's the two teams
right
that are playing? Okay, Michigan and Villanova. I'm thinking Villanova is going to be ready to play. They have a lot of three-point shooters, and they hit the boards hard. They're going to win the rebounding contest in that game. And I think that they're going to be out. They're going to outshoot Michigan for the basketball shootout. So Michigan plays good defense, but I don't think they can stop the shooting of Villanova. So I'm going to take Villanova for the win. And it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be like 92-88, Villanova with the win.
All right. Next up, back in the West, number 3 ranked Texas Tech is going up against number 2 ranked Duke.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one. Texas Tech has been playing really well this season, and they're the only Texas team left in the tournament. I think they had 8 teams from the state of Texas that made the tournament, and Texas Tech is the only one that survived, and they're playing ball. They got good defense. They're hitting the boards good. And they got good shooters. So they got a good team that scores a lot of points. And I think they're going to play really well. Now, who are they playing against? They're playing
Texas Tech going up against Duke.
Duke, yeah. Now, that's going to be a battle. Because Duke, I think, has taller players, and they're going to get in there and grab all the rebounds. And they got some pretty good shooters. They got three-point shooters playing for Duke. So it's going to be a good game. And today, or this tournament, is going to be the last tournament for their coach, Mike Krzyzewski. He's going to retire at the end of this tournament. So he will be finished coaching basketball as of the end of this tournament, whenever the Duke Blue Devils play their last game. Then he's going to have his I'm going away celebration. And I think his team wants to win for him, so that he can go out a winner. And that's what I think they're going to play. So I'm favoring Duke for the win because I want Duke to go to the Final Four. So
I want Duke to win so that Mike Krzyzewski can hang around a while. I want to see what he's going to do coaching the team in the Final Four. All right. So Duke for the win. Okay. What's the next game?
And the fourth game for today, number fifth-ranked Houston is going up against number one-ranked Arizona, and this is back in the South.
Oh, man. Houston's been playing really good. They've been beating people like by a score of 10 or 12 points every game that they've won. In the playoffs, they've been really hustling and playing real well. They got some good shooters, and they got some good defensive players, and they've been playing outstanding. So I was really surprised that Houston is representing Texas, and is still in the tournament, even though Texas Tech is still in the tournament in another division. They're in another region playing in the tournament still. So it's funny. It would really be amazing if Houston and Texas Tech make it to the Final Four. But I don't think Houston's going to make it that far. I think Arizona's going to beat Houston. And they're going to send them home because I'm thinking Arizona is going to make it to the Final Four. So that's my prediction for the first four games. So what's the time check, DJ?
3:42 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
3:42. Okay. I guess let's play another song. Take a commercial break and play another song before we go for the last four games in the Sweet 16. Play I'm a comedian from LA. Yeah, I like that song. And let's everybody know what I've been doing in Vegas, because I'm doing talk radio. And I'm G Money, the pimp comic. Call 563-999-3560. If you got comments that you want to make about the picks that I make for the tournament, or if you just want to give a shout-out for your company, your college, then give us a shout-out and tell us what you think about the teams playing in the tournament. We're down to the final 16 teams, and we're going to see how they're going to end up at the end of today and tomorrow. It'll be the Elite Eight on Saturday. And on Sunday, okay, DJ Papa D, play a song. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I got Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny. I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets. From cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign.
That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with three dollar signs, a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with G-Money.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with G-Money.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. Now, if you have comments or questions and you want to share it with the world, then call us, 563-999-3560. Call us and let us know what you're thinking, because this is Gregory's Story Talk Radio. So I'm waiting on people to call me and tell me what they think about what's going on in the NCAA tournament. It's getting down to the last 16 teams, so that means the best will survive. The cream will rise to the top, and the best teams will move forward. So we'll wait and see. We got four winners that have come out of the tournament tonight, and they'll continue till next week. And we'll have four winners coming out of the game tomorrow that will continue on till next week. And we'll see what the Elite Eight looks like at the end of tomorrow. So Saturday, we'll see the Elite Eight and what they're going to do playing Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a real interesting weekend. So if you're watching NCAA Tournament Division One, you're going to see some really good games this weekend, because we're down to the Sweet 16 are playing tonight and tomorrow. And then Saturday and Sunday, they're playing the Elite Eight. So that'll be four of the best games that you'll see in the tournament. Okay, well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I'm hosting Talk Radio, and I'll see you tomorrow on the radio show at 3 o'clock. But before we go, I want to give a shout-out for the birthday people on today, March 24th. Yep, March 24th, 2022. So, DJ, how about my fans and my friends and the followers of my radio show? Let's give a shout-out to the birthday people that are following my show.
All right. Shout-out to Nicole D. Lee, whose birthday today. Happy birthday, Aradal Sharon Lay, 38 years old. Shout out to Darren T. Yarborough. Happy birthday, Vernelia Kirksey, who's 44 years old today. And shout out to Samantha Branch. Happy birthday, Donnie North. Shout out to Ray Ray Willis, who is 42 years old today. And last but not least, happy birthday to Barry Levine, who is 24 years old. Happy birthday to everyone on March 24th, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you, everybody. Today is your special day, and we want you to give all of the blessings that are deserving of you. May God bless you. And may Jesus Christ bless you and keep you in good spirit as we move on with your life.
May today bless you, and every day from now on, may it be positive and meaningful in your life. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have a blessed and happy day today and many, many more in your lifetime. May you always experience the grace of God and have all the blessings that are bestowed on you in your time of need, in your blessings, and in your good life that you live. May you have a happy, happy birthday, because God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you, and I love you too. I'm G Money, and I'm wishing you best wishes, and may you get some tonight. Yeah, I mean, you know, get some cake or some candy or some ice cream or some pie or something like that, because today is your special day. And may you receive all of the sweetness that will come your way on your birthday. Happy birthday, y'all. All of the frats, all of the SORs, all of the GDIs, all of you. Celebrate your birthday with love and affection. And I'm right with you, so make sure you get some for me, too. Oh, yeah, I want to be in the party. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Woo! All right, and we shall pray now. And I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So beware. And may God bless you everywhere. Let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet.
I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.